Ya, tiba-tiba datang lah ini perempuan ini dengan kaki yang
lejol.
Siapa perempuan ini gitu. Oh, dan yeah. Ada saat-saat dimana as a musician I feel like aduh udah capek nih kayaknya, I'm swimming against the current, I just don't wanna do this anymore. Sekarang Shanti udah naik motor lah kemana-mana.
Wih tuh,
Catat. Bisa kita masukin geng motor kita.
Catat. Show me that for a fact boy, I'm the only girl you need. Cause I've done this so many times.
Hi Hadrokers, welcome back to Game HR Bali Podcast.
Masih bersama Maria Anggita dan juga
Renan Terang.
Yes, dan hari ini kita kedatangan yang spesial banget, Diva Indonesia. Yoi. Ya kan. Doi pernah jadi model, penyiar radio, VJ, apalagi itu penyanyi lah, say, model, everything.
Lengkap semua, Syah. Ya kan? Talenta bukan adalah
Shanti.
Dan teman duetnya yang baru adalah Celia J.
Hey guys, hello Rock FM Bali. Nice to be here. Super excited to be here.
Nice to meet you guys. Thanks for having me.
Wherever you go, it's a good morning hard rock show.
Aduh, bagaimana kabarnya Ibu Shanti?
I'm so tampak good.
Selalu percaya diri, mantap, super, manja.
Super excited mungkin karena juga hadir kembali di dunia musik, hadir kembali di radio-radio with a brand new single. It's been an exciting journey. Pindah ke Bali, my new home and on this island. It's been a complete delight.
Tapi sejak kapan sih pindah ke Bali ini sebenarnya?
2022.
So it's been almost 2 years, ya. Yes. How is it? Kenapa bisa ke Bali awalnya?
Who doesn't want to live here?
I know, right?
Kenapa is not like something like kamu tanya kenapa pindah ke Bali? Why not? Itu pertanyaannya. Because Bali so beautiful, it's got everything, right? Buat kegiatan, buat anak-anak juga banyak banget kan.
Bener.
You don't run out of things to do on the weekend.
Always something to do.
And for the adults also, we have the clubs, we have the restaurant, we have the beach bar, we have the mountains, we have everything. So life has been peachy.
Boleh masuk.
Ada geng ronggengnya ya?
Iya. Ada. Ini emang penonton bayaran yang kita sewa untuk sekarang.
5 perak.
Aduh. Ini sibuknya selain sibuk keliling nih, mengamen keliling, apa lagi sibuknya biasanya?
Well, now I've been busy with the kids. Been busy also like restarting my life in Bali. Tapi juga been busy with producing music because I feel like in Bali itu banyak banget so many talents. Bali is like a melting pot, right? Gak cuma orang Indonesia aja yang ada di sini. Like Celia and I, we met
in Bali.
Yeah, at Ulu Cliff House.
Oh, okay.
In a casual party. And then I sat down next to her and I said, hey, what are you doing and what's your name? Segala macam. And then she goes, oh, I'm a songwriter. Langsung.
Takdir ini say namanya. Yeah. Ya.
Emang gitu sih, kalau di Bali tuh energi attracts energi.
Betul.
Yeah, and exactly, also, right? I feel like Bali tuh gives the blessing to the people that Bali chooses.
Yes.
You know, if you are blessed with Bali, with the island dan the energy, itu kayaknya tuh semuanya tuh jalan langgeng gitu. Nyaris tanpa masalah. Masalah tetap ada, tapi jangan dilihat seperti masalah.
Oh ya, bisa masuk.
A matter of point of view aja. Kalau begini
lagian juga kalau misalnya ada sesuatu yang bothering me, all I have to do is just take a bike. Sekarang Shanti udah naik motor lah kemana-mana.
Wih tuh, catat.
Bisa kita masukin geng motor
catat.
Then I go to the beach, I take a walk during sunset and I feel instantly so much better.
Bener, setuju.
And one margarita too will help.
Tolong, ini berarti sajiannya kurang.
Kurang.
Ada margarita.
Suka yang rasa apa?
Yang klasik margarita.
Klasik.
On the rocks.
Aduh keren banget. Aduh Shanti, tapi sekarang kan sudah enjoying life in Bali, ya kan? Tapi sebelum itu kan pernah kerja itu jadi macam-macam. Sempat jadi penari latar.
Profesi,
ya kan? Profesi benar. Sempat jadi apa lagi tuh? Model.
Penyiar radio.
VJ, ya kan? Between all that, itu kok bisa sih dari satu hal ke satu hal yang lain, kok semua tuh bisa
sama
kamu
main
lakuin
juga.
Main film juga, benar-benar.
Oh
iya,
ini
apa tuh
namanya, yang istri-istri yang berdua
mari.
Iya, benar-benar. Ya,
itu juga favorit gue tuh. Ada adegan-adegan yang bikin gue kayak wow.
Nyokap lu tahu nggak?
Tahu. Nggak apa-apa, keluarga gue udah tahu.
So they're reminding me of what I've done in the past, of the profession that I've done in the past. Mm. Backup dancer, ya kan?
DJ, and all that. Announcer.
But so the thing is like this, menurut gue, is like one door leads to another door.
Always.
Yeah. Always, right? Yeah. Yang dari awalnya tuh gue inget banget tuh gue audisi buat radio. Gak keterima, karena gue gak sengaja muterin azan maghrib di waktu asar.
Oh. Kenapa?
Beda ya?
Udahlah, kalau Mbak Shanti tuh suruh cuap-cuap aja di mikrofon. Jangan perkara teknis. Oh. Kalau gak meleduk, tiba-tiba azan di saat asar.
Yaudahlah, we're not that bad.
Gue legendary di situ.
Gak ada yang ngalahin.
Abis itu, dari situ ke VJMTV, dari VJMTV ke nyanyi. So, and then I took a break from singing because I felt like waktu itu tuh album ketiga gue, it didn't do so well. And then I felt like the record label kayaknya gak mau memperpanjang kontrak gue. Then I took a break from singing. And during that break, tiba-tiba tawaran film datang yang Berbagi Suami.
Oh, Berbagi Suami.
So it felt to me like the door kept opening as long as I keep looking. As long as I keep knocking gitu.
Okay.
Ada saat-saat dimana as a musician I feel like, aduh udah capek nih kayaknya, I'm swimming against the current, I just don't wanna do this anymore. I have that phase, you know. Apalagi sekarang juga, when I come back to the music industry, I just had a live IG with Maya last night, and a phone call with her, discussion between one female musician, Indonesian musician to another. Ini apa ya, dunia apa yang kita masuki saat ini gitu. Suddenly we produce this music, she wrote a count on me brilliantly for 4 minutes, and then suddenly it all depends on the 15 seconds of TikTok.
Bukan
eranya saya gitu. Not familiar with that kind of world, but then either kita tetap jadi generasi dinosaurus atau kita berevolusi menjadi
ikutan
Gen Z.
Ya, betul, menjadi Gen Z, say.
Gen Z.
Tolong keprokannya dong.
Dari sekian banyak karir yang pernah, profesi yang pernah dilalui, which one that you enjoy the most?
Oh, I enjoy the most making music and performing music. Oh. I really love acting. I really really do love acting. So that one movie led to another 10. So I had 11 movies.
Yes, in total.
But movie making itu, although it's great and everything, but it takes a lot of time, months and months. Dan sekarang dengan adanya dua anak, agak mempersempit kemungkinan itu. But singing, performing, like the we are going to fly to Jakarta. We're going to fly
tomorrow.
We're going to perform Count on Me. In and out gitu loh, lebih
doable. You're great at all of them.
I try.
Yeah. Tapi penasaran, ini kan setelah sempat mungkin break atau mungkin fokus di kehidupan yang lain, and then you decided to come back, focus on music, what triggers that? Apa yang jadi
Because fire? I think at the end of the day, music saves me. Because I really think as a musician, you can never not be a musician. It's always be in you,
and you can always challenge yourself.
Yeah, and then challenge yourself,
always
and
growing, constantly growing,
and do things yang I have never done before and outside my comfort zone. Which is when I met Celia, we both decided to work together, and it suddenly become an Afrobeat song, a duet,
unplanned.
Unplanned.
On your career ya Shanti. Yeah. Every time I see your video clips ya, you always dance. Emang dari kecil enggak bisa diem atau gimana?
Yeah. I think I was born with like extra batteries inside of me. Even Celia said, "What babe? You said Shanti's always in the sky, in the water."
Everywhere.
Up in the mountain, on the beach, like always doing something.
I mean, this one year working with her has been like such an experience because she's always going.
Exactly.
You know? Going, let's do it. You know? Very inspiring.
And remember when we were doing the radio tour? Yeah. Kita ada 3 radio hari itu. Mm. And I had a 2 hours break in between lunchtime. I use it to go boxing.
Oh my God.
Aktif selalu. Sampai kemarin video klip juga bisa gue.
The braid.
Who inspired you to do that?
No, nothing. I just had the braid. I was like, how do I move it with this? Okay, let's do. Now there's a nama buat itu. There's a name. The helicopter.
Okay. Hashtag Shanti helicopter.
The helicopter. Yeah. Tepok ini atau tepok bujur ini helikopter.
Boleh.
Aduh, so dulu gergaji kan?
Benar. Harus ada trademarknya. Benar. And then we're going to this time. Let's focus on the now, ya kan? So you've met Celia in Bali,
yeah,
di club
Ulu.
Ya.
Ulu Cliff House.
Ulu
juga. Who is it? Day party.
Yeah. Oh, day party. Yeah. Okay, okay.
What
okay.
makes you look at her and she you look at
I mean, she walked in with the legs that are more longer than my total height. Itu kan 160 bruto.
Oh, bruto.
Netonya tergantung kendaraan.
Oh, tergantung kendaraan. Ya kan?
Jadi kadang ngek-ngek lebih pendek lagi. Tiba-tiba datanglah ini perempuan ini dengan kaki yang lejol. Ini
waduh.
Siapa perempuan ini gitu. And then she was so friendly. She sat next to me and immediately we start talking. That was that.
And we also have mutual friends.
Right? Oh, see.
So friends. It was a birthday party, so it's all mutual friends.
Yeah, but at that day we kept on talking to each other and then I said, "Oh, do you have something for me to listen to?" And she played some of the songs that she wrote on her phone. And I just listened to it and I'm like, "Girl, we need to talk."
Okay.
She got something here.
Mm, so how was the process? Like, do you take one of the songs that she already had or do you create something new?
For minutes, yeah. Created a
kind. Yes, but no, we started off with she found Saltis. You found Saltis.
So the DJ DJ-nya beatmaker-nya adalah Saltis. Itu DJ Bali.
DJ Bali.
Aji. We brought him in, terus dibilang ini, "Mbak, ini akan jadi hits nih," dibilang gitu, "ama piano sama afrobeat."
Yeah.
"We gotta do this." And then Celia was like, I'm feeling the beat. Mm-hmm. And then she start creating the song. But then in the beginning,
we had a workshop, but then we went to the studio to record and it was a big flop. It was terrible.
Didn't work.
Okay, it was just
first
terrible.
Time.
Didn't work out.
Uh-oh.
Didn't work out. But then after Shanti had her album coming out, so I had some time to rewrite and think about the melody, and I wrote a complete new song. So when we met for workshop again, I was like, I rewrote the entire song. She's like, "What?"
Okay.
But I had no choice because it just wasn't working. Also with her, our voices together didn't work very well together.
Mm.
So we had to bring in a vocal coach as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
we had
to
bring in our vocal coach.
But,
so.
then I think when she rewrote the whole song, that's when things start to fall into place together.
Right,
udah gampang gitu. Jadi kalau emang lagu tuh kan kayak cari jodoh ya. Kalau misalnya memang enggak bisa jangan dipaksain gitu.
And did you also put your influence in the song, your ideas or
well,
how
it's,
was it?
99% is all Celia.
Okay.
And also in the beginning she's supposed to only write for me.
Yes.
She didn't want to sing on it.
No.
You don't why?
Because I'm not really a performer. I love making music. I love being in the studio. I love recording.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always wanted to be one of those artists that you don't know who she is, but you love the music. But Shanti has fortunately pushed me to be out on the stage, which I'm learning and I'm growing.
Uh-huh.
That's where I need to grow, and I'm growing.
And how are you enjoying this experience with Shanti?
Oh my God, it's been quite a journey. Like I felt like I still feel like it's, you know, I've known her forever.
Mm-hmm.
She's so easy to work with, good energy, good vibe, and constantly motivating me.
Oh.
And she listens, obviously.
Dipuji
so it's been
loh,
a journey.
Kecekannya agak-agak lama ini ya.
Agak
aroming saya kan gitu. Terus for this duet ya, is any kind of challenge that you, because like you're coming from different kind of you
said
backgrounds, yes,
and you just meet each
other. Yeah, you just meet each other, and then you're coming from different generation as well with the new target market. How
of course, mm-hmm. Shanti kan, I'm more comfortable with like pop dance, pop disco kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Oh kasih,
my favorite song of all time,
kayak gitu melodious. Mm-hmm. Tapi dikasih sama Celia lagu yang beda banget, so we pull each other out of our comfort zones. Tapi kalau nggak kayak gitu, you're not exploring your talent as a musician.
Mm.
Emang harus ketemu orang-orang tuh yang unik, ya kan? Apalagi I think in Indonesia or the library of Indonesian music, ini belum ada duet yang dua coklat kulit
hitam
eksotik, satu
boleh.
Dari Canadian Jamaican, satu Indonesia Sunda, di mix together Asia pop Malaysia.
Cek ya, boleh masuk. And then I heard that your song ini, your single itu kedengaran di Amerika ya?
Oh ya,
diputerin di sana juga.
Your brother is only playing it in Miami.
Ah yes.
Oh di Miami.
We're getting it out there slowly.
And Hong Kong also.
Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah.
Jadi semua orang udah mulai joget-joget ya.
No, but because the thing is, the song has a very good positive vibe, happy yes. vibe. So even if you play it in the morning, moodnya tuh jadi enak.
Oh yeah,
gitu
loh. So I think maybe some of us haven't heard it, or maybe they have heard it, but they don't know what is it about. Did you tell the listeners?
Well, count on me, okay. She's a songwriter.
Count on me. When I wake up in the morning, I look at myself first thing. Count on me, Celia. Can I count on you? You know, it's like a conversation I'm having with myself.
I see.
But it's about relationships, whether relationships with your spouse, your friend, you know. If you don't want my love, let me know so I don't waste my time and I go. You know, if you don't want my love, give me back. I can give it to somebody else that appreciates
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I'm going to put this song every morning lah mulai sekarang ya produser every morning on me
boleh dong di spill dulu gimana sih sedikit ya kan karena di TikTok gue lihat tuh ada jogetnya yang kayak
harus sama kalian. Jadi sebenarnya we want si dance challenge nggak usah berdiri nggak usah pokoknya sambil duduk juga bisa boleh aku ajarin
boleh
tuh sambil duduk aja satu gini.
Oh, ini kayak dari saman, Shay.
If you don't want my love, joget. If you don't want my love, kanan tengok, kiri tengok. And if you don't want my love, joget. If you don't want my love, give me back all my love.
Apalin koreonya ya, jangan sampai ada yang lapar. Apalin koreonya semua.
Tadi udah gak tante, apalin.
Apalin semua.
Enak aja gue pegang kecrek aja. Gue pengen di situ,
Udah gak sabar abis ini.
Coba tapi sekali lagi, coba.
Boleh yang bener ya.
6, 7, go. If you don't want my love,
let me know so I don't waste my time. Woo!
If you don't want my love,
let me know so I pack all my things and I go.
If you don't want my love,
let me know.
If you don't want my love, give me back all my love.
Wah, ada vibrasinya.
Masa kayak gitu nggak viral di TikTok?
Viralin, Odi, viralin.
Tolong, kita tiap pagi siaran pemanasan gitu dulu.
Pemanasan.
Kayak pas gue bikin di IG gue ya, itu sama mbak gue jam 6.30 lagi bikinin sarapan for my kids, right? Saat gue tiba-tiba gue, si mbak gue ada dua nih, coba gue ajarin dikit, oh lucu banget. Ya si Dwi mukanya dapat banget.
Oh, diikut. Mukanya juga joget ya.
Iya,
tapi that's what we want, right? Mau ngapain aja, mau lagi you doing your laundry, lagi nyetrika, lagi nyapu, lagi sasak rambut, lagi mau arisan. Whatever you do, just put the song langsung di shoot aja.
Oh, tapi di saat itu nanti dibikin yang keduanya kayak gitu, coy.
Iya kan? Hashtag count on me SC.
Aduh, gak sabar gue dengerin lagunya. Count on me by Shanti and Celia. By the way, Shanti, Celia, thank you so much udah mampir di Game HR Podcast.
Ya dong, my pleasure, our pleasure.
Thank you.
Kita pamit nih.
Kita pamit dong. Habis ini Shanti dan juga Celia akan nyanyiin lagunya langsung ya kan. Count on me, didengerin langsung Hard Rockers. And see you on the next Game HR Podcast.
Bye.
Hard Rockers.
Yeah, yeah, baby, you can count on me. Can I count on you? Deserve to get back all I gave
and wanna show you.
Cross the seas, do it all for me. Show me that for a fact, boy, I'm the only girl you need.
'Cause I've done this so many times, trusting in my heart but never my mind. Now I get out here to search and find the
want my love, let me know so I don't waste my time and I go.
If you don't want my love,
let me know so I pack all my things and I go.
If you don't want my love,
let me know.
If you don't want my love,
give me back
all my love.
You can trust in me, can I trust in you? I deserve to get back all the big things insecure. Desert heat and winter's cold. Crazy things to make me know that you adore me. Don't waste my time.
I'll
lose, I'll lose my mind, don't waste my time, I'll lose, my mind.
Hard